Cluj Future of Work is the urban innovative actions project of Cluj-Napoca, focusing on how to tackle the vulnerability of the local economy towards emerging technologies through a series of actions, such as the promotion of smart specialization and a transition to Work 4.0. The project is co-managed by the City of Cluj-Napoca and the Cluj Cultural Center, and is contributing to the national and European reflection on how to reimagining work in cities. I'm Simone D'Antonio, expert of the project, and with the second zoom in, I'm guiding you through some of the most interesting aspects that are emerging from Cluj Future of Work. Innovation hubs are seen always more as iconic places in many European cities, showing in a concrete way how creative and business communities can work together. These spaces, which assume very different shapes and sizes, are fostering collaboration among people with different backgrounds and are contributing to accelerate the creation of new jobs and business activities, and more in general, are reshaping the future of local economies. In a city as Cluj-Napoca, where 20% of higher education graduates come from technical and engineering faculties, and where cultural and creative industries play an important role for the local identity and are a considerable part of the local economy, the presence of an innovation hub such as the CREIC is a crucial element for fostering the connection among different types of knowledge, ideas and visions. CREIC is a regional business center dedicated to companies active in cultural and creative industries, and is part of the Cluj Innovation Park, which rapidly became not only a physical space for promoting innovation, but a community of innovators who are shaping the future of work in the city. In the second zoom-in of Cluj Future of Work, we are going to focus on CREIC and on the role that this place is playing in the Urban Innovative Actions project, fostering training and education activities, but also accelerating the phase of testing of new solutions and businesses, contributing to rethink the role of cultural and creative industries for the future of Cluj-Napoca. The business centers composing the Cluj Innovation Park play a relevant role in enhancing the economic, academic and cultural values of Cluj-Napoca. Behind the creation of the park, there was a strong political will of setting up a place where the creative community can meet innovation, education and growth. We talk about it and about the importance of CREIC in conceiving the future of work at urban level with Ovidiu Kimpean, director at the City Hall of Cluj-Napoca and co-manager of Cluj Future of Work.
Ovidiu, CREIC stands for Regional Center of Excellence for Creative Industries and is located a couple of kilometers out of the city center of Cluj-Napoca. Can you tell me more about that area and why the city decided to invest in that specific action to revitalize it?
Yes, of course, Simone. So it's a place of 250 hectares on land owned by the municipality. And we decided to invest in some economic infrastructure in order to support the local economy. Cluj is one of the most rapidly growing cities in Europe, and we experienced also a lot of problems in the past years in terms of economic developing, and we are trying to move from a manufacturing and a loan economy to a more creative and based on human imagination, you know, on the future of the work. For example, we had Nokia Investments that relocated from Germany a few years ago, and after that they relocated also from Cluj, and we had more than 3,000 people that are risking losing their jobs. So we decided to help the local economy and to move to a more sustainable local economy, focused on the small and medium enterprises, and we decided to help this creative environment in the city, because we are a young city with a very strong educational component. We have one of the biggest universities in Romania, located in Cluj, more than 80,000 students, and also, according to a recent Harvard study, we are, I think, one of the with the biggest component of IT workers in the local economy in the world. So there are, as we can see, a lot of creativity in the city, and we wanted to give this support to these small and medium enterprises in Cluj.
As you said, the creation of the Innovation Hub was not only seen as a way to foster the regeneration of a part of the city, but also a concrete action to bridge the gap among different sectors which were already active in the city, but were not collaborating together. Which was the main idea of the city hall beside the creation of CREIC?
So the municipality, as we are stressing also in the strategy, is a facilitator. So we want to play this role to connect the universities with the private sector, with the civil society, in order to cooperate and to develop together our city.
What CREIC looks like today? What are the main elements that make this place special and different than any other innovation hub in Romania or in Europe?
So here we have 8 hectares of land. Here we have the biggest film studio in Transylvania, but also some atelier of production and offices that we are delivering to the small and medium enterprises in order to support their businesses. But also, very important, we started an important component of equipments financed by the Cluj Future of Work project, financed by the European Union. And here we are having 3 labs for the furniture industry, for the computer generating images and virtual reality, and also for machine learning and artificial intelligence technologies. We already had with the clusters organized some visits to these labs, and a lot of companies and people that have visited these labs, they express their interest on working with these equipments and of course developing their businesses. Also, we are partners with the University of Art and Design and with the Babeș-Bolyai University and Technical University from Cluj in order to have some courses and to prepare the people with new competencies in order to better prepare the local economy for the future.
CREIC is playing a very special role in Cluj Future of Work, hosting, as you say, different types of labs that are also coherent with previous specific characteristic elements of the CREIC, such as the fact that the space hosts the only studio in Transylvania dedicated to cinema and television industry, as you mentioned. How much is important for a city as Cluj-Napoca to be equipped with spaces like this to make specific sectors of local economy grow, such as the creation of multimedia products, movies or TV series?
I think it's very important because the creative industry, the cultural and creative industry, they are bringing a lot of value in the local economy. We are having the biggest film festival, Transylvania International Film Festival, but also we are having the most active cultural and sports scene in Romania. Having this very vibrant environment in Cluj, of course, that support this development of the creative industries in the city. I think that CREIC is very important for all the people that want to invent something in Cluj to create a lot of products. I think that in the future, CREIC will have also a more important role because we don't want to limit to this infrastructure. We see this space as a first step towards an innovation city in the Lomb area. Now we are working, for example, to a partnership with Babeș-Bolyai University in order to have a second stage investment in that area to have a common research center, Info Nano Bio for Health. Focusing on a lot of research nearby this center of excellence for creative industries.
One of the main challenges of CREIC, as you are saying, is to make its management more sustainable in the future. What are the solutions that you are testing and implementing with Cluj Future Work in this sense?
I think that the management of the creative of the CREIC was very successful because even in the pandemic, they succeeded to have a very, very small profit, but still they succeeded to have a sustainable management of the building. But now I think that for example, for the labs, we want to create an online application, for example, for the reservation of the labs, and also some parts of the lab permit with their technology to be remotely accessible to the creative people. I think that having this in mind and facilitating the access to the equipments will be very attractive for the young people.
Smart specialization is key for orientating current and future development of local economies in Europe. How do you think that CREIC and more in general Cluj Future of Work is contributing to this reflection in inclusion of Cluj-Napoca and at a wider level?
The Cluj Future of Work is the first project that aimed to connect different actors and stakeholders in the city. It's the first time that we are having a consortium of 10 partners that are working together and thinking in the same way for developing smart specialization in the city, and it is a very important experience and exchange of knowledge in our consortium. And I think that we are the only city in Romania that is supporting to through these labs the creative sector. And in the future, after all the feedback that we will and experience that we will have from Cluj Future of Work project, we will be able to go further and to develop the next phases of our labs in CREIC. I think that it's very important to have this focus and think on a long term what you will need to do with your local economy.
Thank you. The installation of the labs of Cluj Future of Work at CREIC, respectively dedicated to machine learning and automation, to design development, and to computer-generated imagery and visual effects, has contributed to revitalize a space that before Cluj Future of Work was just partially used. The comeback of students, freelancers, and aspiring entrepreneurs after the pandemic emergency was important to make CREIC a vibrant space for crossing different professional paths and abilities. We talk about it with Anya Pascalau, marketing manager of the Cluj Innovation Park, who daily manages the spaces at CREIC and contributed to the evolution of the structure in the recent years.
Anya, what a typical day at CREIC looks like?
A typical day at CREIC starts around 8 o'clock in the morning, because the majority of the people that work from here, from the CREIC offices, are coming to office around 8 or 9. During lunch, we are getting in the outdoor spaces. We are usually during the summer eat outside, because the building has a lot of outdoor spaces, terraces, and balconies. And usually we are trying to enjoy the outdoor spaces as much as we can. And the day usually ends around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But if you are talking about the ends of the week, we host a lot of events. And usually Friday is the day that is dedicated for the settings of the events during weekends.
Can you tell me more about who works there at CREIC every day? What are the expectations of these people, and what are the main sectors in which they are producing change?
In CREIC, we have offices of the universities, because Babeș-Bolyai University has spaces here. In these spaces, usually are working professors for their research projects, and the students which are working also in research projects. We also host here artists. We have a space dedicated for the artists that usually paint, but also for sculpture. We have offices for a company that and is involved in the management of the clusters. It's about Hija Consult company, and they work with clusters in projects and in cluster management. That means that we host here almost all clusters in our region. That is very important for our project, because this company and the clusters specifically are linked with the labs and with the activities from Cluj Future of Work.
Some of these clusters are partners of Cluj Future of Work, but why this space is so important for the project, and how the labs are bringing not only new people, but also new tools and entrepreneurial ideas at CREIC?
If you are talking about clusters, not the partners in the project, because the partners we know that are two clusters from IT field and one from the furniture sector. The other clusters from energy sector and agro-food and materials clusters, they host around 50 companies each cluster. And our labs, which are dedicated to IT fields, a lot of equipment and robots for automatization and for developing new sustainable processes for the companies, are really important for them, because the applications which are made here in the labs are for all the companies and industries. Also the testing area from the design development lab is really important for another companies. And in our CGI and VFX lab, we can produce visual materials for advertising and promoting products and services for all companies and all sectors.
Work 4.0 is one of the main strengths of Cluj Future of Work, and testing new infrastructures and examples of automation is crucial for defining the future of some professions which may be automated in the next few years. Can you tell me more about the main experiments and tests that are currently undertaken by potential entrepreneurs there at Craig?
This year in September, all of the Work 4.0 courses will start here. We have some courses in July for the machine learning lab. Some companies sent here their employees to work with the professor from the technical university and our equipments from the lab to help them to learn about these robots, to learn about these equipments, so they can take the know-how from this lab and from these machines and to go back to their companies and help them to implement new strategies, to implement new kind of production, because this module is dedicated for the production and companies from the furniture area and IT companies.
You mentioned the training modules that happened at Craig. Craig is also the place where the interaction between the learning phase played by the Culturepreneurs program in the project and the testing phase of the labs is tangible and visible. How much is important to come back to use these spaces, especially after the pandemic emergency?
It's really important. This morning I received an email from a young lady which was in the Culturepreneurs program, and now she's developing a new project with another colleague from Culturepreneurs program, and they will come here in September in the CGIMV FX lab to test and to implement their project. They are trying to do somehow a platform for the sentimental analysis for the people who suffer from different kind of illness around we have also two important events for these labs, in which we invited the IT companies which are member in the two of the clusters in this project, and they came here in the labs and we presented all the facilities from these labs. And also after this event, they send some employees to learn a little bit more about these equipments and how the labs can help them to improve their programs and projects, and a lot of youngsters too, because we are working with the universities, we are working with the Technical University and Babeș-Bolyai University, and they are trying to attract here their students. Also, I think in October we will have an event with the Technical University of Cluj-Napoca, and they will send here their students to learn a little bit more about our labs, and we are trying to think a dedicated program for them. I think in November they will come here and they have some courses, not only in this project. We are trying to stimulate them to do some practical projects, because here we have some equipments which are unique in our city. They need a lot of training and after then testing in this lab.
How the perception of Craig gradually changed at urban level in recent years, and what is going to happen there in the future?
I think we are facing a change of perception about Craig, because until I think 2019 Craig was only a building for the film industry, because we are hosting a film studio and some offices. But now Craig is all about experimentation, this is a word that I like to use when I talk about Craig, because we are trying to introduce the idea that these labs and another projects we are trying to attract here in Craig will be open for the community. It will be a place where the youngsters or the companies, startups can come here and test and experiment about their products or their services here for free or for a small amount of money. And they can grow their ideas, or they improve the products or their services. It will be a open hub for students, for training, for learning, and for companies to test and improve their business and services.
The story of the Craig shows how turning a center of excellence into a space for experimentation can be an important step for promoting new types of partnerships among innovators, creative people, and potential entrepreneurs. Cities need places to test solutions for reskilling and upskilling workers, in collaboration with universities, industries, and dynamic sectors of the city. The new role played by Craig, thanks to Cluj Future of Work, offers an interesting solution also to other cities in Europe which are starting a reflection on how to revive local economies and cultural industries in the post-pandemic times. Promoting a wider usability of the spaces to different categories of potential users, such as students and employees of local industries, and creating better mobility connections with the city center are some of the challenges that Cluj-Napoca is still facing to make Craig a relevant part of the urban fabric. However, the activities carried out with the labs of Cluj Future of Work are showing the great potential of similar structures, which are useful when they can attract partners from other cities or from abroad and become the epicenter of more resilient, inclusive, and sustainable local economies.